We are going around the state talking musicals here in Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kahn. Thanks for being here. And our communities are singing. There's a staging of a Charlie Brown Christmas in Elkhorn and the Dells, a Tuna Christmas in Sturgeon Bay. Hello, Third Avenue Playhouse, and Elf the Musical all over the place. La Crosse, Waukesha, Milwaukee, Hudson has Junior. Are you planning to get out for a musical this weekend? What will you see? What are your favorite musicals this year? And what did you love about the musical you saw? We're at 800-642-1234 joining in. Gwendolyn Rice is a writer and playwright in Madison. She's a theater critic for The Isthmus, an alt weekly newspaper in Madison, and on Milwaukee.com. Gwen, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, we just got a little oomph there from Elf the Musical.
Yes.
And this is staging across Wisconsin this holiday season. And let's hear a little bit more.
All you have to do is move your voice up higher. High, low, high, low.
I just like talking, only you sustain it and you make it sound pretty.
No.
I feel like this should be our exercise this morning. Hi-lo.
Right. I actually had the chance to see Elf at First Stage in Milwaukee, which is one of the top children's theaters in the country. And so they did a slightly revised version that was really meant for family audiences. And it was spectacular. And it runs through the end of the year. They've actually added performances because the demand has been so great. The young performers are gorgeous. The man who plays Buddy the Elf is just
endearing.
Out of this world. Yeah. And all of your favorite scenes are there. You know, you see him put the maple syrup on his spaghetti in the morning. You know, it's just delightful. So that was definitely one of the highlights for my holiday viewing so far.
Do you feel like this is really a kid-friendly type musical, maybe a good gateway musical?
Well, it's interesting. The first time that they turned it into a musical, the writers really tried to play to both parents and kids and wrote in a few sort of wink, wink, maybe not kid totally appropriate jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've realized, you know what, we need to focus on the family experience.
Uh-huh.
And so the version at First Stage really does that. You know, the fact that there are so many kids in the production, they play all the elves, you know, and they actually have a really big part. It's a little long for tiny kids because it's a full-length musical. It's over 2 hours. But particularly if they're already familiar with the movie, yes, I think it's a fantastic way to show them a new way to enjoy one of their favorite stories.
Well, a lot of musicals are based on movies.
They are. I mean, this is definitely a trend on Broadway. It feels easier to take a known quantity, a story that people are already familiar with, and then you know, put it in this new format. Although I have to say, the last few years that has not worked out so well. I mean, the Pretty Woman musical flopped terribly. You're seeing. A lot of the, oh, well, this was a movie. Why don't we turn it into a musical? You know, even
right.
Tootsie, you know, Beetlejuice, these were all just
doesn't always translate.
And frankly, it's refreshing to see that audiences are actually looking for something different. They actually want a new story. And so there are some really exciting new, brand new musicals that are being written that people are saying, oh, you know, I'm going to give that a chance. I don't have to know the story ahead of time.
We are talking about musical theater on Wisconsin Weekend with Gwen Rice, a theater critic who writes for The Isthmus and on Milwaukee.com. You can join in. Do you have tickets for a musical this weekend? Are you performing in one? Do you love to sing or dance? What musicals do you think people should know about? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, Gwen, last week on Wisconsin Weekend, we talked about Nutcracker all over the place.
Oh, sure.
What other holiday themed shows might be an option for audiences around the state if they love musicals?
Well, certainly A Christmas Carol is going to be probably in every community.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, there's a fantastic version both at the Madison Children's Theater mm-hmm. and also at the Milwaukee Rep. And they do them every year, you know, and they're full of Christmas carols, that sort of thing. If that's one of your family traditions, you know, absolutely bring the kids out to that. I mean, it's the iconic Christmas story. So,
sure.
So that's a great one.
You found something in the Dells.
I did. I have not actually been
quirky
there.
Quirky and wonderful. Please divulge.
But there's a theater called the Palace Theater in the Dells. They do mostly dinner theater. Mm-hmm. And they have put together a show called Holly Jolly 2, A Story Told by Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
And it is sort of a musical review. You know, there's lots of carols in it, but it is also a comedy, and it's told from Mrs. Claus's perspective. So it's just a new way to enjoy some of your favorite, you know, sort of holiday songs and tropes and that sort of thing.
And runs through the 29th, so still time.
Right, absolutely. You can do a post-Christmas, you know, just expand the season a little bit. We start celebrating in October, we might as well go right up to January.
Exactly. Well, let's turn to non-holiday shows. This weekend and through the end of the month, the Skylight Music Theater in Milwaukee has 10 shows of Newsies. So what do fans love about Newsies? It's another musical, though, based on a movie.
Yeah, it's interesting. The movie did not do well when it first came out. And then Disney sort of repurposed it again into a different medium. And it has an absolute cult following, especially with kids who grew up watching these incredible numbers that focus on kids. So it's mm-hmm. it's actually based on a true story about a newsboys strike in New York at the turn of the century. And it's really one of those, the underdog fights the fat cats and organizes and wins. And each one of the newsboys, and actually in this production, there are a lot of newsgirls as well, which
okay.
is nice.
Yeah.
They are enchanting. I mean, most of the performers are teenagers or young 20s, so they've got all this sort of youthful enthusiasm and righteousness, and the leads are absolutely fantastic. The dancing is really one of the biggest draws because the story is small-ish. I mean, mm-hmm. it's set up pretty good guys, bad guys. You know how this is going to turn out. But there are a lot of really ambitious dance breaks, and Skylight does it really well.
So lots to really watch and see and kind of take in.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very fun, sort of heartwarming show that doesn't have anything specifically to do with the holidays.
Well, let's go to Wendy now in Fort Atkinson. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Newsies actually is one of the first musicals that I took my daughter to see at the Fireside here in Fort Atkinson, which is a big musical theater all year round. But I was telling your screener, she has introduced me to many, many new musicals. She recently got her driver's license, so now Mom won't be going because she won't have to drive. But we saw Anastasia at the Overture Center, which was phenomenal and is one of my daughter Melody's favorite musicals. We also went to Milwaukee to see The Book of Mormon, which totally different wavelength from Anastasia, but still just funny as all get out. Now she wants to go to Chicago. She's not ready to try driving there yet, but she wants me to take her to see Be More Chill, which
okay.
is coming to Chicago.
So,
and she has just introduced me. You talked about Beetlejuice. We have the soundtrack at home. We have the soundtrack from Carrie, the musical, which is based on the Stephen King novel.
Wendy, and
Could be put into a musical.
It sounds like you two are all in. Thank you so much for sharing these suggestions, and definitely road trip it. We're talking with theater critic Gwen Rice, and she stays with us as we talk musical theater around Wisconsin. You can join in 800-642-1234. It's Music from the Office, a musical parody. We'll be back with Gwen Rice in just a moment here on the Ideas Network.
We spend all day in our chairs, pretending to work and play in solitaire.
Two bathrooms and one kitchen. I got a desk drawer to hide all my kitten.
Oh, E-O.
We're exploring musicals coming to Wisconsin on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The songs, the dancing, the costumes of The Lion King hit Milwaukee in February, months after the story of Simba gained new attention with Disney's release of a live-action film. So let's listen to more of the Broadway production song, He Lives in You. Are you planning to see Lion King or another musical next year? Which musicals did you see this year? What would you recommend? Join in 800-642-1234. You can tweet us, WPR Mornings. Theater critic Gwen Rice stays with us. So, Gwen, back to Wendy in Fort Atkinson. She had a lot of recommendations there. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that Book of Mormon is going to be coming up back around in 2020?
Yes, okay. It is still touring.
Still touring.
It has made the rounds, and it's actually been to Madison and Milwaukee, I think, a couple of times. As she said, you know, it is one of the funniest, you know, 2 hours that you'll probably spend in a theater. I think it's getting a little dated right now. Some of the references they were super topical at the time when it came out, but that was, you know, now quite a few years ago. But particularly if you enjoy South Park, if you enjoy just really a writer who does not think any topic is off limits. There's nothing too far. There's nothing too ridiculous. The nice thing about it, too, is that it is actually a really beautifully built musical. The songs are fantastic. The performances are amazing. So it's not just some silly, wild sort of, oh my God, I can't believe he said that kind of humor. It's also a kind of a classical musical that's got a lot of it's got a lot of great songs.
Well, I was just thinking about the bond that Wendy and her daughter have in sharing going to musicals. Do you like to experience musicals in kind of solitude, or do you like to go with a crowd, or how do you experience them?
It really depends on kind of what I'm excited about at the time. You know, I always look forward to the Tony Awards so mm-hmm. that I can see snippets of the hot things in New York. I've been trying to get to New York about once every year or two just in the last couple of years. But before that, you know, we're here in a different market. Mm-hmm. And so typically we have to wait a little while. I mean, as I think everybody in the state knows, Hamilton was just here and sort of took over every performing arts center for mm-hmm. Some long runs. And it's fantastic. But, you know, it takes a while for things to sort of filter down here. So I do like to see sort of what's hot and new. And I remember actually seeing some of the songs from Fun Home being performed just on the Tonys and the lead up to the Tonys. And I immediately bought the CD and memorized the entire show and then finally got to see it and then, you know, see how it all fit together. So there are some stories that I think just really grab you
and speak to you.
And you sort of learn the music first. And then there are others. I actually saw Dear Evan Hansen right after it opened on Broadway. I just happened to be in New York.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it. The cast album wasn't out yet. Ben Platt wasn't a superstar yet. and so I really went in not knowing what to expect and was blown away. And so that actually just it's touring the state now.
Yeah.
And I just saw it in Milwaukee at the Marcus Center, and the tour is fantastic.
We have a little bit of music from that. I wonder if we can pull that up. Let's listen.
Looking back at me. We start with stars in our eyes. That we belong, but every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned.
And Dear Evan Hansen arrives in Appleton next summer, so it's coming.
It's starting to make the rounds, and it's fantastic.
Well, let's take a call now. Brandon is joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Brandon.
Hi. I would just, you know, I'm a guy, I like to go and see some of the theater plays, and I've seen some of the larger, you know, large-scale productions. But I'd like to mention that in Green Bay, at the university, UW Green Bay, their theater program puts on a lot of plays. And if somebody wants to get into going out to a theater, but they don't want to spend the big money on the big productions. There's a lot of great local plays that they put on, and it's a great night out at the theater. You get to support your community, and it's not too expensive. So I think it's a good way for people to go out and see a play.
Oh, Brandon, thank you so much for that. That, you know, that's great to be able to just support your local community.
Absolutely. And it's a great point. You know, all of the colleges in Wisconsin, you know, normally do a musical or two straight plays, and they do some amazing stuff. I've seen just like crazy cool shows here at UW-Madison. When I was growing up, I would go over to UW-Whitewater a lot mm-hmm. and just see. And you never know. I actually, when I first started reviewing here in Madison, there was an actress who was in the MFA program at Madison named Carrie Kuhn. And I saw her in a lot of plays, and I kept thinking, she's really good. And now, of course, she's gone on to crazy success with The Leftovers and all of her other projects. So you never know.
You never know.
Rising star.
Well, we have time for more music. We've been talking about movies earlier. Another one, Legally Blonde, is coming to Milwaukee and Green Bay in March. So here's the song, Oh My God, You Guys. Oh my God.
Oh my God, you guys. I actually enjoy Legally Blonde, the musical, more than the movie because I feel like the story lends itself really well to the stage. I mean, it's so silly and melodramatic at times. And I mean, the sort of incredible emotion, mm-hmm. it really lends itself really well to being sung
yeah.
in songs like that. So that's a lot of fun. So, great dance numbers, too.
Yeah, so check it out, you know, midwinter in March when you really need a little
right.
fun pick-me-up, right?
Exactly.
Well, let's quick touch down on Nonsense. Also, the Milwaukee Rep has performances this weekend through mid-January of Nonsense.
Some folks think of convents as the places where we pray, but let us tell you, convents are much more than that today. We're dedicated people, but we like to have our fun.
We're here tonight to share with you the humor of the nun.
You have some feelings here and some roots in Nonsense.
I do, actually. I remember seeing Nonsense for the first time at the old Madison Rep. With Colleen Burns, and that was one of my sort of formative theater experiences. And I remember thinking at the time, my God, I could never be in this. There's tap dancing, there's singing, they're all in habits. I mean, it's a crazy show. It's very funny. And then actually when I was in my 20s, I was in a production of Nonsense, and my tap dance classes finally paid off. You know, it's a chestnut. It's been around for a really long time. I was actually really surprised when they programmed it just because it is one of those like old favorites. I mean, every mm-hmm. community theater has already done it. But there's something great about taking a really silly show like that and putting the best talent that you can find into it.
Uh-huh.
And it does elevate the whole experience. And anybody who has gone to Catholic school, who has known a nun, there's lots of, you know, Catholic jokes. There's lots of, it's very silly, but it's also like, if you just want to go out and have a really fun time with your family for, you know, a couple hours over the holidays, it's a great way to go.
Well, Gwen Rice, theater critic writing for the Isthmus, we had music from The Lion King earlier. We didn't talk about The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are really big musicals, big productions. What do you think of those?
You know, I love the fact that Broadway more and more is getting much more varied in their kinds of productions that they're producing. And they're really giving audiences credit for being able to use their imagination. So that there are shows like Peter and the Starcatcher, which is done with almost no set. And it's a really incredible ensemble piece. And it tells a beautiful story really through the actors' bodies. And it's just it's astounding. I mean, I like a good old-fashioned huge cast, 100 costumes, crazy sets, chandeliers falling from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up, you know, seeing the musicals of the 80s, which were all just bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
I remember seeing The Lion King in London, actually, quite a while ago now. And, I mean, the cool thing about that, of course, is that Julie Taymor took this Disney property, which had been done, you know, all of their Disney shows had been sort of on the Disney on Ice kind of version, mm-hmm, where mm-hmm. it was just kind of a big character replication of the movie, but a sure. little cheesier. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this was really an illustration that... there was real artistry that could be infused into yeah. the story. And I have taken my elder son to go see it. And there is just nothing like watching a child's face as these enormous puppets, you know, walk down the aisle up to the stage right next to them. And it's, I mean, the puppetry is gorgeous. Obviously, the music is gorgeous. It's a really... wonderful experience.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Glenn Rice, writer and playwright in Madison, a theater critic for the Isthmus and on Milwaukee.com. We'll go out here on Dear Evan Hansen back after this news update on the Ideas Network.